Hey, Tennessee fans, had a big week of football to talk about, so much that this episode might go a little long. We got your boys in orange, that 151 laying it down in Oklahoma. I was going to say Edmond, it's Norman. And a whole bunch to talk about with that team, especially that defense and what the rest of the SEC has to look forward to when Tennessee comes their way. We appreciate you joining. Let's get the show going.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Vols fans, the best fans in football. Rowdy, passionate, dedicated. And this is where Vol Nation comes to talk. Welcome to the hottest spot for all things Tennessee Vols. This is Tennessee Fan Talk. Where the orange and white comes to life with a dash of humor, a sprinkle of wit, and a whole lot of southern charm. Bringing you the latest updates, breaking news, and some good old-fashioned laughs along the way. We're the water cooler chat you wish you were having at the office, minus the boring stats. Whether you bleed orange or you're just dipping your toes into the world of Tennessee sports, this is for everybody. It's loud, it's proud, it's Tennessee Fan Talk. And now your hosts, Bird and the Duke.
Hey, Tennessee fans, welcome to another episode, Tennessee Fan Talk. Big week, big win, Tennessee climbing the charts while others probably should have fallen a little further. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about Tennessee's defense. We're going to talk about a lot of other teams, with this being our bye week coming up for this coming Saturday, September 28th. You got Bird. You got the Duke. Got another episode, Tennessee Fan Talk. Thank you, listeners, especially for last week. A lot of listens, and we appreciate y'all sharing it out to your peoples to help them become our peoples as well.
Keep spreading the good news. Tell them what the Lord has given.
And please don't let them take it away.
Nope.
Tennessee, and you got to love, if you've watched anything with Heupel throughout the week, he was trying to make it not about him. Every interview is not about me. Afterwards in the locker room, this guy says, not about me. Thank you for bringing the extra. This man's tearing up, not as bad as that team that beat Touchdown Jesus a couple weeks ago. Whatever there.
Northern Illinois University, who got beat yesterday.
They've all been forgotten about already.
I can't remember who beat them, but yeah, they got beat.
Little emotional from Heupel, as to be expected. And you got to love the group, the connective that they have, you know, for right after the game, Nico runs up to his coach, puts the game ball in his chest, and says, you know, this is yours. And then, of course, they present it to Heupel afterwards at the locker room as well.
Well, I mean, Nico doesn't need another game ball because he's getting paid $8 million. If I was getting paid $8 million, I'd give the ball away too.
Speaking, man, look at you. This is an unrehearsed, non-scripted. You know, we roll through
it
this
never is.
As
never
best
scripted.
We can.
Never.
And he hit my next point without knowing it, and that is, you remember how Peyton would always give gifts, watches, Rolexes, whatever, to his offensive line for protecting him. Nico needs to come off of some of that NIL for that defense, saving his butt twice.
Spam.
Send him a little spam.
I'm just saying, that's kind of in his culture kind of thing. You know, fry.
Guys, come down. Spam and eggs for everyone. Spam and eggs. I mean, twice it happened the same way. You know, ball gets knocked out of his arm, same way, not protecting that thing. One of them down and dangerous at the five. And then the defense stepping right in and taking it back. It's either a huge testament to the defense, or it's just that Oklahoma's really that bad.
Are you talking about on offense? Because I told you before the show, I rewatched the game. I didn't watch it live.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw it floating around Twitter, and the more I read it and I watched it, and I'm like, you know, I think, especially in the fourth quarter, Heupel came off the gas.
100%. 100%. He played conservative as a Heupel could.
Which, in my mind, in my book, that's more disrespectful than beating the crap out of you. You're so bad that I ain't going to play no more.
We're going to do something we never do, manage the clock.
I mean, I could hang another 25 on you if I wanted to, but you know what? Bless your heart, honey, I ain't going to do it. You know what I'm saying? That's kind of how I got the fight. I saw some other people out there tweeting about the field conditions. It did look like doo-doo brown.
Dude.
And that one dude got hurt bad.
Yes.
And perhaps that might have been in their mind, too.
Yep.
Maybe they did that on purpose.
I
can tell you what. I bet Oklahoma broke the record for most most injuries in a game yesterday.
You know,
flopping.
You can
LeBron James,
Mr. Terry that kept falling. Mr. Terry was just had the one guy that was really doing a lot of the flopping. Do you remember back? I don't know, 10 years or so, when Tennessee had a little bit of turf problem.
I do not. If I'm being honest, I mean, maybe so. Was that like you're talking about 2009?
I feel it.
Time
I
frame
feel it somewhere,
like
yeah, somewhere around there, maybe a little hair
like
after.
Tiffany or that bum.
Not only did he leave us like a thief in the night, he fertilized our grass before he left, and it grew up, and we was having problems with it.
I don't know. I don't remember, but I wouldn't be shocked. I don't even know what kind of grass it is. Is it Azoidia? Is it bent grass? Is it Bermuda? I know that South Carolina's is Bermuda, because that stuff's sticky, buddy, and that's where he tear your ACL. Ask Hendon.
It's the grass.
I'm being honest. I'm not being mean. That's true. Yeah. The grass had everything to do with it.
Tennessee, 14, you know, a couple of our standard stats here we like to look at. Tennessee only 14 first downs. They normally average in that low 20s. Then again, you know, third quarter only with a field goal. 151 yards rushing. Took them a while to get the rushing game started. Oklahoma really stopped it for quite some time. And then, of course, it took Sampson I'm not going to say losing his starting position, but giving up some reps to people below him before it was like, okay, put me back in. I got to prove it.
I mean, I think you can put that also on how good Oklahoma's defense is, which
100%.
I thought they were pretty impressive, but with Brent Venables as your head coach, they should be because that's what he does.
Yep.
I would have to think that he might be a little bit on the hot seat if it don't go much better this year.
It's going to have to.
He's kind of like another Will Muschamp, it looks like, in my mind. A fantastic defensive coordinator, but he's not a very good head coach.
Yeah. stay where you need to be. Tizzy putting up 151 yards rushing and allowing 36, which is fantastic.
That's fantastic. I agree.
194 yards passing to 186, 345 total offensive yards. If you did your math that quickly to 222. Here's what I don't like. You know it. I'm already going to say it. 10 penalties, 82 yards. Not good. Cannot do that, and that's one of the things that used to trouble Saban there in his past couple years, that any time that he got close to 100 yards in penalties, the game was way too close, you know, or he'd lose them, like when he lost to Texas.
Sure.
It was over those penalty yards. Third, we got to go into the conversions. Tennessee, 6 of 19 third down conversions. Oklahoma 3 for 15. Got to have those third and shorts. And like you said last week, the penalties, you know, attribute to that number. But you can't go on and beat, you can't have a chance against the Alabamas, against the Georgias.
Georgia, Florida. But poop to bed with them.
Even with, you can't be 6 of 19 on third down conversions in the SEC. You can't have 90 yards of penalties and win in the SEC. Not unless the other team's doing the same thing.
Unless they've got 10 penalties. And ladies and gentlemen, that was Bird Droppings brought to you by Red Robin. Get the joke?
I get the those are little
portable steak fries. At least they used to. Red Robin is doo doo brown, but
how?
But yeah, a win's a win in my book. Was it pretty? Like I said, I think we could have done if we wanted to. I think we were just like, it's like a cat playing with a mouse before he kills him, kind of thing. We're just toying with him,
just playing around with him a little bit.
And like, and giving them some hope. I mean, maybe Josh didn't want to murder all his old fans.
I love that defense was so good that they had to change quarterbacks. That's when you know, all right, you're not getting it done. Next up.
I mean, the third overall quarterback coming in, I mean, is he, what, a redshirt freshman?
Ian
Hawkins.
Did
he come in with Nick? No. The other guy.
Oh, Arnold. Jackson Arnold.
Yeah. Wasn't he? I think he was the number three.
He did come in with Nico's class. Yeah.
So he was a higher. Mm-hmm. Was he higher ranked than Nico?
I don't think so.
I think he was, because if not, I think they would have been talking about that. For one, I'm pretty sure he won the Elite 11 competition too.
Well.
Welcome to the same class as Jared Garantano.
The half of stars.
I don't know how Jared Garantano got 5 stars, but I hope, I mean, for Jackson Arnold's sake, I hope he figures it out, because he's going to be on the same right bus ride with Jared Garantano.
That's great. You could see the pregame or early game, first game jitters with Nico. You could see it. You could see... looking at his eyes and looking around, you know, just a little hyper aware. And sure. Then a couple of little overthrows. He's a pretty accurate passer. For him to be on the run, throw it in the dirt 2, maybe 3 times, you know, he went 13 for 21.
At the end of the day, though, you could probably put the OU defense on par with what Alabama and Georgia's going to throw. Maybe not Georgia, but what Alabama's going to throw out there. You know what I'm saying? Like that.
I would think so.
They're going to be in the same stadium anyway. They're going to be in the same zip code kind of thing.
I would think so. And
Nico probably saw some stuff that he hasn't seen yet from these lesser opponents, and then also a team from 1920 Iowa.
And the fact that Venables, you know, he knows what Heupel is going to do.
Sure.
And he know, you know, he prepared his team for up tempo.
Oh yeah, because they kept falling down.
Here's what we're going to do. When they get up and get moving, someone fake an injury. Terry, I'm looking at you.
I think, I don't know how you fix that. Either if they have more than two injuries in a game, they're out automatically. They could also just throw a sub in to take two for the team. I don't know how to do it.
It was great.
Start taking timeouts.
It was great to hear. I don't know if it was Herb Street or whatever.
It was Herb Street that said. And that guy hates Tennessee.
He does. And it was great to hear him say that it was ridiculous. Especially when they showed the replay and it was just like, I'm looking. Oh, they're moving real quick. Oh, let me go down. I'm hurting.
Let me rephrase that. Herb Street probably doesn't hate Tennessee, just likely Corso. He hates Tennessee fans.
Right, yeah.
Which is worse.
He hates the people.
Sure. That's okay.
Five SEC teams in the top six in the new poll. Texas holding on. Georgia, of course, remaining at two. Alabama, four. Tennessee moving into the five spot.
Because Vanderbilt had one job last week.
I mean.
Or yesterday. One job. I mean, one job.
I am happy that Vanderbilt stuck with them. I am not happy that it goes into OT against Vanderbilt and Missouri only drops to number 11. We're talking about a Vanderbilt team that has not won a conference game in how many years?
Who was their last conference win? Probably us.
And they only dropped four. I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
I am a firm believer that the poll doesn't matter until the playoff stuff starts rolling out. So I don't care. I don't care. I mean, if we're being honest, I don't know if we're number five in the nation. Let's be real. We don't know.
Just basing on
because
stats
everybody thought the NC State was going to be good, and they stink. They were horrible. I mean, Clemson beat the piss out of them. I mean,
they said this is a continuation of the Tennessee whooping.
And McCall's hurt, whatever that guy's name, or you know, Grayson McCall or yeah. McCoy or Hatfield, whatever. You know, he's hurt.
That was pretty good. I like that. Yeah. Oklahoma only dropping 6-21. I agree. And sure. A&M rounding it up, moving up from 25-24 to make room for Boise State.
That was a piss poor effort, too. Yeah. Against Bowling Green?
Yeah, 26-20 over Bowling Green. That's
that's why I told you who's gonna win the game next week. Stay tuned to find out.
That's right. We are at the halfway point. Speaking of stay tuned. Take a quick little break. See you on the flip side where we're talking about what's coming up next week without Tennessee while they get to heal up.
I'm getting good at this shit.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Wherever you are, we are. And we are at TN Fan Talk. Would you like to be on the show? We'd love to have you. Find our link tree in the show description. No experience or equipment is needed. Now, back to Tennessee Fan Talk. Here's Bird and the Duke.
Hey, hey, hey. Welcome back, guys. We got next week. What is that? Is it week six already? Five? Whatever week it is.
It'll be the week of
There's only what six slated
it's
games.
It's the week of the 28th. That's all I need to know.
Oh, only six games in the SEC. We're gonna hit a couple of them because we want to focus on one. We got Kentucky at Ole Miss. We know what's gonna happen there. Let's go. Let's just go ahead and say the pick while we got it. Ready? One, two, three. Ole Miss.
Ole Miss. About said Ole Miss.
I mean, I think a huge, huge win over Kentucky. What do you think?
And I think they're going to do some shellacking. It's at Memorial. Is it called Memorial? I can't remember. I can't remember the name of the stadium.
Whatever. At Ole Miss.
Yeah.
Do we see that number 8 overall defense-ish Kentucky hold up Kiffin because he really hasn't been tested to this point?
Kentucky did play good against Georgia.
They played great against Georgia defensively.
But a blind squirrel plays with his nuts every once in a while.
I think either going to be a tight game or Kiffin's going to blow him out.
Well, that's really the only two options.
The other option is Kentucky beats them.
Sure, that ain't going to happen.
No, not happening.
That's not going to happen, though.
The Arkansas at Kyle Field, Texas A&M.
It ain't at Kyle Field, it's at AT&T Stadium.
That's right. It is in Dallas. At AT&T.
Which is a neutral site, Jerry World, who was an Arkansas grad.
I believe that Vegas has this as like 5. I know it's under a touchdown for A&M.
Well, so, Arkansas, I'm telling you, is going to be sneaky good this year.
I said that.
They should be undefeated.
I knew you were going to say that.
Arkansas is going to win. Arkansas is going to beat A&M.
Arkansas might
beat them good. They might drum them.
Are you picking that as your upset game?
I mean, I think A&M is way overranked anyway, so I don't know if I can really, in heart of hearts, call it a
well. You got to rank to an unranked team, so technically it would be an upset.
Sure, mark me down.
All right. Next one is newly ranked down at 21, Oklahoma visiting Auburn, and which we both know
Auburn is
a
she show. It's a she show.
Oklahoma, I think, is going to go in there and roll heads. The question is, who starts at quarterback?
McKenzie does.
At Oklahoma?
Yeah, that's who.
You think will it be Arnold or will it be Hawkins Jr.?
I can lie like all the bigwigs do on TV and say, sources tell me. No, it's going to be the other guy.
It'll be Jackson Arnold, or it'll be... It'll be Hawkins. It'll be the kid that came in afterwards.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Sure.
You know, that's what I think. Hey, we had to pull you...
Arnold's going to... he's going to be just set off in the sunset and go place.
He's
going to make some money. He'll go to Florida State next year.
He's going to transfer to Florida State.
Florida State.
Because they need it. Seminoles, we got a pretty big NIL for you. Come on down here.
DJ Ungavalono stinks too.
Horrible.
I think he's got tiny hands.
Opening at 38.5 favored Mississippi State at Texas.
The real question is, who is the worst? Are they the worst team in the SEC? Have to be.
I would say with Florida doing what they did to them last week, for Florida to do it, I would say Mississippi State's probably the worst. And which is saying something, considered Vanderbilt is in the SEC.
That's why I brought the question. I think Vanderbilt might not even be in the bottom two. I think they're better than Auburn.
Interesting point. Let's bookmark that. Duke makes a prediction that Vanderbilt is going to finish better than Auburn.
I don't know. I don't know if they play each other this year, but I think that Vanderbilt is not. I know they're not the worst team in the league, and I think they might be better. They might give Florida a run for their money in the right day. But I ain't saying that. That's I ain't going that far.
So I know you like to pick the snooze fest as a conference game. The other game.
The only option I have is LSU and South Alabama.
So you're saying it's got to be this Mississippi State game since you like it to pick a conference game.
Sure. Since the conference, yeah. Even though the LSU game is the true snooze fest of the week.
Because there's only six games slated for the week, they all have a spot on television. No one is forced to go onto the app.
Sure.
South Alabama, LSU, we all know where that one is. So that brings up the big game, the ABC 7:30 Eastern game, number 2, Georgia, number 4, Alabama.
Have they said anything yet? You'd have to think College Game Day is going to be there, correct?
College Game Day is going to be there.
Oh, well, they'd be stupid not to.
Yeah. I think that it is a 2.5-point favor Georgia, I believe.
It's minus 2.5. I think it's minus 2.5 for Georgia.
Which is, they always give that to home team. Generally, when they say, no, it's going to be equal, but we'll throw a little bit. So that's really an attestment to Georgia.
I mean, Oklahoma was a 6.5-point dog when we showed up, too.
Man, I was sitting there hoping. I was like, because I had my 38-10 pick. And then, it was there for the longest. It was close. And then we let them score.
Well. Whatever. Who cares?
Back
to the Georgia-Alabama game. I don't know who's going to win. I think Georgia just beats them. I think Georgia's going to handle it.
If Georgia got the wake-up call that Kirby said that they get after their first close game, like with Kentucky.
That's very Nick Saban-esque.
It was. It was. And then, Crackpipe Butthead said it right after Kirby did. We just got to have that one game. Wake us up. We've done it 3 years in a row.
How about not just have the one game? Just wake up. Just be awake.
You don't remember anything from 3 years ago. Shut up.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go Georgia.
I think they're going to handle business for sure.
Do they put the points up? Is it like a 42-38 kind of deal? Or is it lower scoring?
I don't know. I'm thinking
Georgia's
like
capable of scoring.
Sure, but they didn't on daggum Kentucky.
They didn't. No, they didn't.
I'm trying to think in my head. Dogs. Kalen DeBoer.
Gets his welcome to the SEC for real.
Obviously he's. I think he's going to. And obviously he's a great coach. They wouldn't hire him,
right?
But I think this is kind of like an eye opening. Kirby Smart. He's kind of running the show now. He's the old head that's been around there forever. Lane Kiffin don't count. You know what I'm saying? Eli Drinkwitz obviously doesn't count. Brian Kelly. He's a fraud. Billy Napier is working a temp job. So. I think Georgia handles business perfectly and just keeps on trucking. Because they play the same week we play Alabama, it's Georgia, Texas.
Correct.
That's going to be a barn burner, too. But we're forecasting.
That's going to be, yeah. We got some good football this year.
Sure. Add two more teams drop.
So if we dive in, mm-hmm. and grab it. That one thing that you said earlier, we were talking about Ole Miss.
Mm-hmm.
And that they really haven't played, you know, they had, and we said it last week too. We said the same thing last week, Furman, Middle Tennessee, Wake Forest, Georgia Southern. This is their first game with Kentucky. And then they go on the road for two, South Carolina, LSU, back to host Oklahoma, Arkansas, Georgia, Florida. You know, we said that last week they didn't play Alabama at all.
Sure.
I would love to know who how much money it costs to get this easy of a schedule.
You know, I don't know. Unless they figure Lane Kiffin's going to be out of there sometime soon, they'll give him one more shot. It's about time for him to have his commitment issues.
That is correct. How long was he at Alabama?
He's the offensive coordinator there.
Right.
I don't know.
Right.
4, 5, 6 years, something like that. I don't know. But, I mean, he coached at Oakland in the NFL, then Tennessee, then USC, then Alabama, and then FIU, whatever that is, the Owls of Florida.
Yeah, Florida Atlantic Owls.
Now Ole Miss.
And really wants that Florida job. I think he wants the Florida job.
I think you would be stupid to want that job.
Mm.
They're wandering around the forest kind of like we did. Not as bad as we did. But they're starting to wander around in a swamp. But so, I mean,
you know what I love? I love our schedule. Right in the middle, because
we play Mississippi State.
Because, well, yeah, is that our homecoming game?
MTSU had their homecoming last week
with Duke.
That's the earliest. That is the earliest homecoming I've ever heard. Oh, we're gonna have homecoming fourth game. What? How did Duke blow them out?
45-17, Duke blowed. you don't have it that early because it's hot. You know, it's not.
And B, it should be against Sullivan East High School,
and it's not against Duke.
No,
that's absolutely insane.
I wonder if they went to the bargaining table with Duke and said, "We'll let you play at our homecoming if you pay us enough money."
We're still trying to figure out how we're going to pay Derek Mason's salary.
Not only are we going
to
let you play us, we will let you play us on our homecoming for just a little extra cheddar cheese. You know what I'm saying? Wink, wink.
After a week of rest, Tennessee plays in Arkansas.
I'm telling you. That's going to be the – I'm nervous. I'm nervous.
You worry about the hog calls?
I mean, did you see what their NIL is doing? We didn't talk about the 10%
face value on the tickets.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm all for it. All for it. I think it's great. I think it's transparent.
It is transparent. Here it is.
Prices are going to go up any way you look at it.
Tennessee
it's
says
– it's called supply and demand.
Tennessee says, you want us to go down to Florida and take all of their people so that they don't go to Florida? It's going to cost you.
I mean, we were one of the teams paving the way in NIL, yes. So why don't we do this too? And I said, Danny White's a smart dude. He's like, he could have been, hey, guys, just letting you know, if you want to renew your season tickets, it's going to be a 10% price hike.
Yep.
Sorry.
Yep.
Or he's like, hey, guys, you want to keep winning? We're really doing good. But we want to keep growing and getting better.
Yep.
And we need your help. I know you're paying the NIL. I know you're paying the collectives. And I know you're paying $15 a beer. By the way, pro tip out there, start putting airplane bottles in your cowboy boots again, boys. You didn't hear that from me. Obviously, that's the oldest trick in the book. Or you tape them to your girlfriend's leg with her sundress because they're not going to pat her down.
Right. I don't know.
But I think
it is 2024. They might pat her down. And then
they don't know what they're going to find either. You know what I'm saying?
And then she can say, that's just my.
Anyway.
Make sure the model's around.
I think it's great. I know that, like I said, you got to pay to play in the real world.
Yep.
And I think I seen Danny White. He was giving an interview with someone at On Three or somewhere. And he said there's like a 15,000 person waiting list for the to get season tickets.
Wow.
Wow. So in real world economics, that is supply and demand. And if you want to, if you ain't going to pay, the next guy up will.
Yep. So I guarantee you within the next 2 years, you might see that one-time donation you have to do, maybe like an auction thing to get it. We're going to have so many seats at, like they do the Masters. We're going to have so many seats at the lottery.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you got to put your bid in.
I mean, if Tennessee really wanted to, they could probably just do all season tickets.
Yeah.
And not just have, probably.
Of course they could.
But because since the new, rule where schools can start paying, Tennessee got out in front of everybody else. So everybody else is still back on their heels.
Yep.
Danny White changes the game again.
Yes, he does.
Is it going to piss people off? Sure.
Yep.
But price is going to go up. Go to a Titans game. Tell me how cheap those tickets are, and they stink.
After that Fayetteville trip, 4 straight home games
in the friendly compounds of Neyland Stadium.
Love it.
Or is it Pilot Field? I don't know what it's called.
Pilot Field. Pilot,
I do hate that.
Pilot Chase Watkins Field at.
Now it would be funny if they put a gas pump out front. That'd be funny.
Oh.
I mean, they got twice dailies in Bridgestone Arena, and twice dailies worst gas station I've ever been to.
Mm-hmm. The people that hold tickets at Vanderbilt are loving the price hike that they're putting on resale tickets for when Tennessee comes to town already. I've already checked some of those. I was like, you got to be crazy.
What is it, $300?
Oh, yeah, to sit in that cold bleacher.
Yeah, I ain't paying $300 to go watch Alabama at Tennessee. I ain't paying $300 when I can watch it from my TV very comfortably.
That's right.
Now, some people do. I'm all for it. Like I said, pay if you want to. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
But that's all in the secondhand market. That's where the problem is.
That is.
It would be nice if Tennessee would get away from Ticketmaster, because the Ticketmaster is the worst. Well, I mean, any of those ticket services are the worst because they got all these hidden bourgeois fees and all that crap.
Yep.
Why can't they just go back to printing tickets and send them bitches in the mail?
Have you seen USPS lately?
that's another topic for another day, but we need to privatize that shit. Privatize it. Take it out. Get away from my tax dollars.
I can't even close my mailbox door because my mailman shoved a box so hard into some gun that it pushed it, and now the door don't even close.
Well, at least he didn't shove it in someone else's box.
That's true. I couldn't get it out.
She said that too.
Mailman came in. That is, oh goodness gracious. A very good ending. That was a good job.
It was a happy ending, one would say.
Just keep them going. Listeners, we got away from the music and everything right there. I'm going to hit it again.
we're backsliding our minds in the gutter.
We appreciate y'all tuning in to another episode of Tennessee Fan Talk. Catch us next week where we get to talk about that Georgia win over Alabama and how Tennessee is going to fare in Arkansas.
And how Carson Beck is opening up a head shop.
Go Vols.
Love you, mean it. See you, bye.
Tennessee Fan Talk. It's where the orange and white come to life. If it has anything to do with the Vols, we're talking about it. Thanks so much for listening to the show. We hope you've enjoyed it. Make sure to like, rate, and review. And we'll be back soon. But wherever you are, we are. And we are at TN Fan Talk. Would you like to be on the show? We'd love to have you. Find our link tree in the show description. No experience or equipment is needed. Keep bleeding orange. And see you next time on Tennessee Fan Talk.
We'll be right back.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.